I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on November 7th, 2019. Channeling the superhero vibe, Google has announced a new anti-malware initiative dubbed the App Defense Alliance. While Google's existing checks have reduced the amount of malware in its App Store significantly on a percentage basis, with over 2.5 billion Android devices in the wild, the company is still looking for any edge that it can find. So now, Google is partnering with ESET, Lookout, and Zimperium to add their scanning technologies into the mix as part of the checks that the company performs on apps before they're listed in the Play Store. Google's also announced that it's open sourcing its Cardboard virtual reality technology. While the company has seen interest in its budget VR platform decline over the 5 years since it launched, it does still have a following for niche use cases. Rather than simply abandon the platform, Google has now open sourced its virtual reality SDK, and has also said that it will likely continue contributing to it in the future. Google's move comes as the wider industry seems to have settled on augmented reality as being a more immediately useful technology than full-blown VR. And it's into this market that Microsoft today started shipping HoloLens 2. Initially available only in the US and select markets worldwide, Microsoft's new headset carries a hefty $3,500 price tag and is clearly aimed towards professional rather than casual customer use. Yubico used the backdrop of the Microsoft Ignite conference earlier in the week to launch its first biometric YubiKey. The device has a familiar form factor, but includes a built-in fingerprint reader where the activation button is usually located. Like the company's other products, the YubiKey Bio won't require any batteries, and with security checks being done on the device, it won't need any new software drivers either. The new BioKey isn't yet generally available for purchase, but Yubico has set up a mailing list to provide product updates to anyone interested. And finally, in what seems to have been a Google-heavy news day, the company has released a new version of its open-source Dart compiler that features a neat trick. Rolling out along with Dart 2.6 is Dart 2 Native, a compiler extension that lets you produce native executables for the command line on macOS, Windows, and Linux. Currently, cross-compilation isn't available, so you'll need to build once for each platform that you'd like to support, but the binaries generated are properly standalone and can be distributed to others who don't have the Dart SDK installed. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/44.